Easy, here we are at the final of the Furacia Nations Cup, a revamped tournament, and it does seem to have sort of given the whole event a new lease of life and a sort of sense of direction for it.
Yeah, I think it's an exciting concept. It's exciting to be here. It gives the whole Nations Cup series a great final here in Barcelona, and we're all looking forward to it.
And you personally have had a great year and winning the indoor, so from an American perspective, you would like, and you personally would dearly love to add this title as well.
Definitely would love to, especially being the first one. It would be fantastic to start it off with a win.
And obviously, it's all about the horsepower as well. And the American team, is there a quiet sense of confidence? And I know hearing some of the other riders think that this is, they feel that they've got you've got an exciting team.
I think we do. We've got some veterans and some young people and some real talent. And I think, it's exciting. Like any other team, we have to put it all together on a given day. But I think we have a great shot.
And where do you... What do you think this new tournament in a way has done for American sport or the show jumping? Is it been easier to sort of plan the year? Or because obviously when you were part of the European one, it was quite a logistical effort, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a lot to do 8 shows over in Europe with a team. I think as far as scheduling, it was probably a little easier on our horses this year. But hopefully we'll have a lot of depth on our team and in the future, and we'll be able to do more Nations Cups as well.
And there's been a sort of, within the United States equestrian sport, a sort of sense of focus post-Olympics. I mean, I know in eventing there's a real sense that, right, we want to be competitive. And is that a sense that you have as well?
Oh, for sure. You know, we were obviously disappointed in our Olympic Games in London, so... I think we're on the upswing, though. We had a change of coach. Nothing that against George, he was fantastic, but a new face was a little bit of a uplift for everybody, and I think everybody's excited about the future now.
And here in Barcelona, it's not the worst place to be, is it?
No, definitely not. We like it here in Barcelona.